T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
How do you feel about waiting in the wings for somebody to get out of a relationship? Is that okay to do? Are you just being strategic? 404-263-0941. Asking for a friend this morning.
Got this email. Hey, friends. I'm in need of guidance because my conscience is catching up to me. I'm really good friends with a guy at work, and I'm just waiting for him to get divorced so I can swoop in. He confides in me about how awful his wife is. She treats him like crap. She spends all of their money shopping for herself and then yells at him that he doesn't make enough money.
Ooh.
When he talks to me, I push him towards splitting up with her. He doesn't know that I have this huge crush on him. My fantasy plan is to snatch him up as soon as he is set free from his monster spouse. Should I feel bad about this and back off, or should I go after him and push the divorce idea? I feel like I know what is better for him. Me! What are your thoughts? Thanks, friends. Isabella.
Wow. Okay, 404-263-0941. What do you think? Is this okay that she's doing this?
Oh, absolutely. I think she should swoop in like a hawk to a field mouse. I'm serious.
Are you
Girl,
serious?
Wait it out. If it's a good man, then sit there and just wait it out.
Really?
That's my advice, yes.
Now, she said in this that she's kind of pushing him in that direction as his friend, giving him guidance. Uh-huh.
Yeah, from the email, when he talks to me, I push him towards splitting up with her. He doesn't know that I have this huge crush on him. I'm not a fan of her pushing him towards divorce. It's not her business. She wants to be in his business. Like, he's got issues that she's not there for. So sit back, be a good friend. And then if the relationship falls apart, then you swoop in.
See, I say if you're hungry, you got to eat. And if you got to wait till that plate comes around, girl, wait it out.
But this guy's married. And marriages are going to go through ups and downs. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through a place where it's like it sounds like he's in a bad spot. It sounds like this wife of his is doing what? She's spending all their money and then complaining.
She spends all of their money shopping for herself and then yells at him that he doesn't make enough money.
That does sound bad, but it sounds like he's venting to a coworker. He's venting to a friend about it, which a lot of married people are going to do.
Sounds like he's got a bad wife and he needs a new one. That's what it sounds like.
We need you this morning. What do you think here? 404-263-0941. Because she's really not yet doing anything wrong, but she's walking that wire, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's say that hopscotch on that wire.
Isabella pushes him so much he gets divorced, and then she swoops in. She's the rebound.
Right.
So she's the rebound. So do you think he's going to be ready to jump right back into another relationship immediately with her?
Well, you know, she get what she wants for a few weeks or a few months. I mean.
All right, what's your opinion on this, friends? 404-263-0941. Back off or go ahead and play double dutch on that wire, right?
That's what I'm screaming. Double dutch it, baby.
Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Are you allowed to be waiting in the wings? 404-263-0941.
Got this email from Isabella. I'm waiting for a good friend of mine at work to get divorced so I can swoop in because his wife treats him like crap. My fantasy plan is to snatch him up as soon as he is set free from his monster spouse.
So, Blakely in Conyers, what do you say this morning? Welcome to Jen and Friends.
I think this is absolutely absurd, and it sounds like a Lifetime movie getting ready to be played out again. How do we know, or how does she know at all, that it is actually the wife, okay? She's probably actually at home getting up at 5:30, making his lunch for work, and doing the complete wife thing while he's getting game to a female coworker. This is stupid. No.
She cannot push. She needs to back off.
Yeah, and even if it is true, you know, this is her marriage and his marriage. And, I mean, I mean, I don't know if they have a family, like children, but if they do, you're going to push them to divorce. I mean, maybe push them to do better. How about that?
It doesn't say anything in there about kids, right?
No kids. Didn't see it in the email, at least.
All right, Joyce and Marietta is here for group therapy. Welcome. You're on with Jen and Friends.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I kind of disagree. I think that she should 100% go for it and not feel guilty, because I think he's telling her all this drama because he wants her to swoop in, you know? You know, I think she should start sending him divorce attorney information. I think she should start doing that, you know? I mean, come on now. You know, I think life is short, and if he ain't happy and you can make him happy, then they should be happy together, you know?
Right. I completely agree. If you see a slice of pie, girl, you're about to get you a piece.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It always goes back to food with you, Curtis. I've noticed that.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm really surprised by that call. Gina in Carrollton, what do you say for group therapy this morning?
What in the hell is wrong with these people? And what is wrong with the sanctity of marriage? I agree with not the previous caller, but the one before her, that she doesn't live in his household. She don't know that he's a total wreck at home. Maybe he's lazy as hell and lays around. She needs to check herself. She don't need to be a homewrecker. She needs to worry about herself, stay in her lane, and if he decides he wants to do that, he needs to decide on his own. But there's two sides to every story. I've been married for over 30-something years,
wow,
and we both have not liked each other once upon a time and probably have bitched about each other
right
once upon a time in our life.
Right.
She needs to back the hell off and get in her lane and worry about herself.
I love it, Gina. I love it. Bringing it strong this morning.
I feel
That's
guilty.
The thing. It's like marriages go through their ups and downs, and like, what if he's just venting? Mm-hmm. You know, what if he's just like trying to vent to a coworker? He, you know, doesn't have a friend he can talk to, and this is his one friend, and she's like, you know, just shoving him right on out the door.
Well, Gina, that caller made me want to jump into a committed relationship and not even leave my house.
404-263-0941, or you can text us 51539. Hey, Paige in Adairsville, what do you say this morning?
Hi, I think that this girl is totally in the wrong because, like you said, relationships always go through their ups and downs. So they might be in a rough patch, and he's just looking for something more interesting. So he's venting to her, giving her the opportunity and giving her false hopes, because if he's been in that relationship for a long time, there's no way he's leaving that, especially if he's got kids.
And I want to ask the guys a question, too. Like, is this how guys lay the roadwork? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly.
Is this how he's paving the way to, like, have a little something on the side with her? He's trying to paint his situation like,
he's got something
so
in storage.
Oh.
That's what it is. He's got something in storage.
Some more entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, because she is showing him attention. And she is like, oh, my God, really? Tell me more. Tell me more. So he's found somebody that's going to listen to him. So he just enjoys the attention from his coworker.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
All of this, we're painting the picture of their life, aren't we?
It's a great text coming in from the 404. It says, if the grass starts looking greener on the other side, you need to water your grass.
Oh, that's solid. Solid advice.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1. We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Are you allowed to be waiting in the wings? 404-263-0941.
Isabella sent us an email, said, I'm just waiting for my coworker to get divorced so I can swoop in. My fantasy plan is to snatch him up as soon as he's set free from his monster wife.
404-263-0941. Allison in Midtown, you're on with Jen and Friends.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Oh, my God. This lady, crazy. Number one. Number two. What guy comes out of a relationship and wants to jump in another anyway?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a
little sidekick.
She's only seeing the little like candy right in front of her. She's not seeing the long-term effects of it.
Mm-hmm. This is my point of view.
Yes.
Stay on the sidelines, ref, because call a foul when you see fit. That's what I say.
Sarah in Alpharetta, what do you say this morning for group therapy?
Well, I have seen this play out and not being involved in it, but from a bystander, she needs to back off, find her own man. She needs to let him deal with his marital problems and not become one of his marital problems.
Okay, so you've seen this play out in real life. Do tell.
It was a long time ago, drawn out drama. Thankfully, the marriage worked out, and the little bystander went on her way to be a homewrecker in another marriage. But she needs to put in the legwork and find herself her own man and not try to steal someone else's.
Love the perspective. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 51539, Jen and Friends text line.
From the 404, y'all put your names on these. Girl, did you ever think he's the bad one? If you're the rebound, you're just a romp anyway. Stay out of her soup and get your own.
Oh!
Call me Miley Cyrus. I'm coming in like a wrecking ball. I'm going to take your man.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1. Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.